you run into, I think, problems with the base. Legalizing drugs, a couple of other positions.
Legalizing marijuana, talking about harm reduction strategies regarding all the other drugs. So talking about legalizing marijuana. I came at this issue from a cost-benefit analysis standpoint. Sean, half, and I'm not telling you anything that you don't recognize, half of what we spend on law enforcement, the courts, and the prisons is drug-related. And to what end? Well, $70 billion a year. We're arresting 1.8 million people a year in this country, and we now have 2.3 million people behind bars. We have the highest incarceration rate of any country in the world.
What is the
America.
And marijuana is in a different category. But what do you do when people are in a crack-induced state of psychosis, if it's decriminalized or legalized? What do you do with people so needing a fix for heroin that they would kill their own mother? These are predictable results of hard drug use. What do you do then?
Well, first of all, there's an educational process in all this.
If you're too stupid not to stick a needle in your arm or a crack pipe in your mouth, you just lost it. I mean, there's no educating somebody that crack is bad for you. Crack is bad.
Sean. But you treat it first as a health issue rather than a criminal justice issue. You don't treat it first as a criminal justice issue. These are the people that we know. These are people that we actually care about.
We're going to provide free health care for them? We're going to provide free heroin, crack?
Let's differentiate between marijuana, though, and harder drugs. What I am advocating is the legalization of marijuana and having drank alcohol and having smoked marijuana, neither of which I do today because I think they're both handicaps. Yeah. But having done both, I can tell you that there's a big difference between the two. And the big difference between the two is that marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol. You don't have to agree. Citizens of Denver 5 years ago voted to decriminalize marijuana in Denver on a campaign based on marijuana being safer than alcohol.
Can't these arguments still be made on the crack heroin issue? What do you do in those cases? What are you going to do?
Well, you first look at it as a health issue rather than a criminal justice issue.
You're a fiscal conservative. You're a libertarian. You don't want to pay for their health care, do you?
Exactly, Sean. So listen to me. From a cost-benefit analysis.
Give them the drugs?
From a cost-benefit analysis. Portugal, 10 years ago, decriminalizes all drug use. In the last 10 years, they have statistically shown a 50% decrease in heroin use.
Wait a minute. Great Britain experimented with the same decriminalization of heroin. And there were other, we talked about this the other way. Needle Park is another failure. But wait a minute.
Let's talk about Needle Park. I can address all these issues.
They also have maintenance issues where the government ends up giving these drugs to these addicts, and the state then becomes the pusher, and we have people that literally are decrepit and no longer live life as a bunch of junkies.
So chief of police from Zurich, Switzerland, comes to Albuquerque. This is about 10 years ago. And he said, I'm chief of police from Zurich, Switzerland. He said, when they came out with a heroin maintenance program in Zurich, Switzerland.
Free heroin.
Free heroin. Government controlled. You have to get a prescription, but free heroin. Clean needles. The idea was to reduce death, disease, crime, corruption. The things that I think really people care about. He said, when they came out with this program in Zurich, this was crazy. I've been in law enforcement my entire life. All my friends were in law enforcement. We could not have been more opposed to this. Death, disease, crime, corruption was going to skyrocket. He said, I am here today to tell you, Zurich is a much better place to live. Right. And citizens of Zurich voted to re-up on that program.
We're not going to convince.